mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Can't give you 5 minutes, Sean. I'll give you a few. Then I got to get to Steve and Regina and Daniel and everybody else because I got a bunch of news. And in 30 minutes, we got a guest coming on about the attack on free speech in Texas. But, John, just finish up the point you wanted to make.
Yeah, it's kind of related because, as I was saying, what they really had against Milosevic was that he wanted to partially keep the socialized industries, the nationalized industries, the United States, the IMF told him he had to completely abandon that and join NATO. Similarly, in Iraq, they've completely privatized it.
Well, you just stole my thunder. Iraq, half the women, you know, half people in college were women. Freedom, Christians were there. Jews were there and left alone. They were industrialized on par with a first world country like Portugal. And so they had to be knocked down to Stone Age. Same thing with Slobo. And I'm not defending either one of these individuals. The point is, if they're sovereign and if they have aircraft manufacturing, car manufacturing, the people's standard of living was rising, they just can't put up with that.
Yeah, and some of the independent journalists, not the prostitutes embedded over it, like Naomi Klein and Dar Jamal, point out this had nothing to do with freedom, these phony elections. Even in those controlled elections over there, the winning coalition, United Arab Iraqi Alliance, had to try to track votes by saying their campaign planks were to get the United States out of Iraq and to renationalize all the industries that Paul Bremer had privatized and turned over to the American Halliburton, Bechtel, and the various corporations. So you see here, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with freedom, and they actually voted for everything that Bush and company are trying to shut down.
John, I think the problem is we use their term privatization. It's not privatization to seize it and give it to a corporation bigger than most governments.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's piracy. It's like if I pull up beside your ship and take it by force, I didn't privatize it. I stole it. Thanks for the call. All right, but let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. Hey, I have a question and then two comments. First of all, was Sneak and Peek in Patriot 1?
Yes, Section 213.
Okay. And then the next thing is they're trying to federalize all the laws. You remember the old phrase, don't make a federal case out of it?
Yeah, well, everything is going to be a federal case now.
Exactly. So that's part of the plan.
Which federalizes the local government and gives you longer prison sentences.
Yeah, okay, but it's a federalization of everything just so the federal government becomes, you know, states' rights are out the window, states...
And what they do is they come in with the grant money that's already our money to begin with. Look, with a state program, you get about 75% in service back for your dollar, whether that's a good service or not. It's 30 cents on the dollar. This is not free money, folks.
Oh, no, of
And
course.
With it comes control.
The carrot is the money, and of course then... After they get the money, then the federales say, you do it our way.
And what do they fund? I mean, they have thousands of checkpoints a month around the country, and they're all federally funded. The cops go, we don't like doing this, but, you know, it's a federal grant just to get you all used to it. That's one example of a thousand. CPS is federally funded for bounties. That's why a cops will arrest somebody at a house, even if nobody got, even if there was no physical action. Physical violence, because if they take somebody to jail, it doesn't even matter if they get convicted, they get money.
I see, okay.
Yeah, there's bounties, sir.
And then CAPS, too. Is that the police system where they just have a whole database, a national database?
Yeah, that was going to be an airline system, but now it's going to be in everything.
Okay. And then actually, I had another comment. The Republicans, most of the Republicans are sold-out neocons. The true Republicans basically have almost gone away. And so the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party has unfortunately taken over the Republican Party, and thus you have neocons.
I heartily agree with you. I mean, they were always in predominant control, but now they're in total control. And the neocon talk show hosts keep all the conservatives asleep as we lose everything. And Alberto Gonzalez probably will be on the Supreme Court. They'll probably ban guns. You'll be a liberal if you're against it. We'll be right back.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We've got a guest coming up in about 20 minutes, 23 minutes to be precise. And I got a bunch of news I need to cover, so we're going to take two more calls today, and that's it, from Regina and Daniel. I'm sorry for the other callers, that's just, I got to cover this other news. Regina in Pennsylvania, let me guess, because I've heard you calling into other shows trying to warn people. I heard you earlier this week talking about how it could come up for a vote, and you're right, it's passed the House and Senate committees. It now could be passed today or tomorrow. CAFTA, that is many times, 9 to 12, depending on what study, larger with a greater economic impact on America and gets rid of a lot of our sovereignty, the final step towards the free trade area of the Americas, with the Canadian media admitting it's the end of their sovereignty as well as ours. And now it's out that they've put out a lot of fake documents and fake news reports and suppressed internal federal government studies. I have those articles today. These are on top of the ones that came out last week about how bad this will be for the economy, but good for the elite. Regina, is that what you were calling about?
I'm going to call and just plead with people to call on 877-762-8762. The battle is in the Congress right now. We need to decentralize. We need to use all our army's power to call our Congress. I thank the Lord for the lady that called in. I wish she would have given me Melissa Hart, Phil English. I'm glad Doggett voted against it. But, you know, they are our members of Congress, and the members under this
so
new
I
CAFTA.
So I take it, I guess, right. You're calling in about CAFTA.
Amen. And I just, you know, we all need to call because we continue.
Now, notice we had a big debate about NAFTA in 93, 94. Now there's really no debate. It's like a news blackout.
Well, we know that, Alex, but we need to bring the debate, you know. And there's language contained in the
trade. Let's give up our private property. Let's get rid of our. Let's turn our guns in. It's Regina.
No.
It's conservative.
No, Alex, it's not. Okay, it's
but
demonic.
But George Bush is in office. He's good.
It's demonic. Okay, language contained in this trade agreement would adversely affect your access to dietary supplements. Members shall base their food safety measures on international standards.
Yeah, there's
code.
Look, this is the World Union, folks.
Right, and so.
It merges our police, it merges the databases, it merges the Social Security, it merges the military, a continental security perimeter.
Right, but also some of those things have already happened on the Real ID. We have things like, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, I need to pray the way I say this, but, you know, some of the sugar farmers now, the Republicans in those states are getting a lot of flack because they've lost their industry in those places, so they're going to buy the sugar farmers out. With what, Alex? What they did under the Trade Promotion Authority, probably what they did under GATT. Our tax dollars go subsidize the farmers who lost their business. It's not my job to subsidize them because they put a bad agreement in. Call your Congress.
Well, I think it's a great thing, Regina, that all the industry is shutting down. The news told me the economy's great, and I want to be serious here. All they're doing is printing money at record levels, okay? That's all the Federal Reserve is doing because the industry's all shut down, but it's like 90% shut down now, literally. All they're doing is printing money. We're still the world reserve currency, not for long. That's the only reason we're not all out on our hind ends. We don't make anything. We don't do anything. We are a joke.
And this will marginalize the laws. It'll also, one of the things I read, information I got was products can come from China, go to, and this was something that was being debated, I believe somebody, I'm not real sure, but go to one of those Central or South American countries and then come duty-free to America. What name's going to be on that product, Alex? We already
Exactly. They literally take the, say, telephone unboxed, and they box it in Mexico or, you know, in Guatemala, and then it comes.
Right. $617 billion trade deficit. Remind these people that we do not want any more trade deals.
Look, remind them that we know they're criminals and we know they're slitting the country's throat. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Regina. No, she makes good points. Call your congressman, call them, let them know. I mean, this is pathetic. It's wildly unpopular. It's past the committees, but we got to fight it. It's so, folks, they're butchering. When I say butcher, I mean, look at everything they're doing. You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh talk about it. You're not going to hear Michael Savage talk about it. You are not going to hear Sean Hannity talk about it. You are not going to hear the Democrats talk about it. This is the sellout of this country. Daniel in Louisiana. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello, Alex. The insurgency is about to collapse.
Okay, also, what insurgency is that?
Oh, that was the comments by the vice president a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, and then Bush. Yeah, that just we got him on the ropes, but all the internal CIA and Pentagon assessments are saying it's about to be total civil war.
And also the sacrifices are vital for our national security. I saw your friend Mr. Gergen on after the speech the other day, I believe CNN. Kind of interesting.
What was he saying?
Just kind of covering it, you know, being, I guess, just kind of fair and balanced or whatever, what he thought of you know, that it's not going to, the speech wasn't all that great, but kind of an expert pundit type thing. I want to compliment.
Well, I've seen the propaganda script. Oh, the speech wasn't that good, but it will reassure people. It'll help. But I didn't see Gergen himself. I just heard that line. But let me just add this. Hannity, in the first hour when I heard a clip of him, you know, they were talking about, you know, the Bush, only 53% are against Bush. No, the polls are as low as 27% approving. Sorry, go ahead.
I believe that. I want to compliment you on your show, just calling. You don't have to go through the silly. I don't even call Hannity, Savage, any of those, Rush, it's a waste of time. You got to go through their screeners and play little games, and if they don't like the angle you're coming from, basically click. What I wanted to touch on is I got your video, 9/11 was awesome. You see things, it's like prestidigitation, you can't believe them, about the downing of those buildings. What I wondered if you've covered, the setting of those explosives must have been such a massive job, and my mind still wants to say, people couldn't do such a thing. But I heard there was a security guard reading all these websites that said they powered down like the 50th floor and above 2 days beforehand to install these broadband cables on all these floors. And they said,
that's admitted. It's not some security guard on the internet saying it. It was in major publications that they shut down the buildings, the entire buildings, on two separate occasions for entire weekends, and then entire floors were shut down for maintenance and remodeling for weeks in the months before 9/11.
What goes through my mind, who are these people that would do this? I mean, agents from another country?
How intelligence agencies operate, is they do each other's dirty work, and it's just hardcore criminals, sir.
Yeah. It's just
hardcore criminals that have already done 100 other dirty jobs, killed families, assassinated people, and they get off on it. They enjoy it.
I've watched the videos, and you plainly see the cattails popping out of the buildings, synchronously as they're collapsing. You know, about five floors below as it's collapsing, you see the glass flowing out. There's no question about it that they were set charge.
Well, we got the owner saying they gave the order to pull the building and gave the order and watch it come down, and then we got the AP reporters being told, get back, we're bringing the building down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most beautiful demolition we've ever seen at Building 7.
Well, you know, I showed
they blow out the central column first so it falls in on itself.
And then I showed that to my dad. He's in his 70s, but pretty astute guy. And he says, there's no way they could have done this. There's no way. But when I brought up Building 7, he says, well, yeah, maybe they put charges in that. It did kind of collapse. So he's probably the average Joe. That's what most people see when they have the information presented to them.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. This is the end of childhood, folks. That's a term for growing up. Okay? Why do women get in cars with the little yellow Volkswagen with Ted Bundy? Because they can't believe they're about to be killed. They're trusting. Why do people get conned by con artists over and over again? Why do individuals fall for this? Most people see the world from a very idiosyncratic... They see the world from a very idiosyncratic view, from their center. They think the world is what they're thinking. They think the world ends at the end of their fingertips and at the end of their sight. They think that the world operates according to their morals, their values, their views. And, folks, it does not operate that way. They think because somebody's got a short haircut and wears a $2,000, $3,000 suit with a $500 tie, that they're a Christian conservative. Okay? I mean, the devil will quote Scripture. They don't know that. And so it's just, well, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't blow those buildings up, so it must not be true. And then you give them all the official government plans to do it, all the statements. We need a new Pearl Harbor, a helpful Pearl Harbor, all the evidence of 9/11. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry that it's just the way it is. But this is the end of childhood. This is the end of La La Land. All right. Children, too, are abused in U.S. prisons, New York Times. And it gets into what the government is up to. I want to cover that when we get back. They're also torturing children in these camps. But first, I want to get into BBC. Bush sets up domestic spy services. U.S. President George W. Bush has ordered the creation of a domestic intelligence service within the FBI as part of a package of 70 new security measures and 9 new agencies. The U.S. tried to conceal anti-CAFTA reports, some of the Associated Press. President Bush to begin intel agency shakeup. That ties into the first article. Souter wants real hotel company, wants a real thing to be built on his property. Hawkeye's eye mercury. They just banned mercury-based vaccines in Iowa. Good news. Lawmakers' wayward email refers to constituents as idiots. Well, I've talked to a witness who saw Bob Dole call us a bunch of fools. It'll never wake up. Student gets F grade for mentioning God. Cheney, EKG, media pulse quickening, New York Daily News. Was he in the hospital? Why are they covering it up? U.S. agrees to sell arms to Egypt. North Korea resumes building of 2 nuclear reactors. And on and on. ID cards on trial. Will ID cards have RFID tags? Virginia Beach to remove red light cameras Friday. Good news there. so much coming up. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be talking about how the First Amendment's under attack and the venues that you can use to expose the globalists are being restricted and shut down. Getting into the news, Bush sets up domestic spy service, BBC. U.S. President George W. Bush has ordered the creation of a new domestic intelligence service within the FBI as part of a package of 70 new security measures. And again, they set up a blue ribbon commission of their people who then call for total control. This is just the military-industrial complex taking possession of America. The White House says it is enacting the measures to fight international terrorist groups and prevent the spread of weapons of mass destruction. We'll stop selling them to everybody then. The authorities would also be given the power to seize the property of people deemed to be helping the spread of WMD, so a new asset forfeiture seizure, folks. An independent commission recommended the measure earlier this year. An independent commission, like Bush appointed the 9/11 commission or Reno appointed a commission. Folks, I'm sick of this. The new measures from part of Mr. Bush's overhaul of U.S. intelligence service agencies aimed at broadening the fight against terrorism and weapons proliferation. FBI overhaul. The FBI is to be reorganized and will include another new intelligence body called the National Security Service. Well, that sounds like the Gestapo. And again, they consulted with the former head of the Stasi, Mr. Wolf. They also consulted with Primakov. This is admitted. These are the guys. It will assume responsibility for intelligence work within the U.S. and combine the Justice Department's intelligence, counterterrorism, and espionage units. Correspondents say the measure is designed to help dissolve the barriers between the FBI and the CIA. The CIA is not supposed to operate domestically, though they always have. John Negroponte, the Death Squad leader, who was given the new job of U.S. Director of National Intelligence in April, will be charged with putting the changes into effect. Other measures include, then it goes on for 2.5 pages of small print. Folks, this is a domestic Stasi or KGB or GRU. An executive order allowing U.S. authorities to seize the assets of any person or any company thought to be aiding the spread of WMD. That means anything. Targets specifically 8 companies, including 2 from North Korea, 1 Iran, and 1 from Syria. And it starts with that, but they're using the Patriot Act on homeless people. That was the Associated Press yesterday. The establishment of a National Counterproliferation Center to centralize U.S. efforts. That means to cover up who really carries out the attacks. And it goes on, giving control of overseas human intelligence operations to the CIA, seeking the creation of a new assistant attorney general position to centralize responsibility for intelligence and national security at the Justice Department, Win for the People. That's a nice little name of it. The Silverman-Robb Commission handed its report into Bush in March, and it goes on and on. Oh, boy, that is not pretty. That is not pretty at all. Talking about CAFTA, I mentioned this earlier. This is out of the AP. U.S. tried to conceal anti-CAFTA reports. The U.S. Labor Department kept secret for more than a year government studies that supported Democratic opponents of the new Central American trade deal devised by President Bush administration. Internal documents show the studies paid for by the department concluded that several countries the administration wants to be granted free trade status have poor working conditions and fail to protect workers' rights, and that it will again undercut the United States and our jobs. And it goes on. And they also, the report came out 2 days ago about how they knew that his amnesty plan would draw record numbers of illegal aliens here from all over the world, and that they knew that's why they wanted to do it. They know full well what open borders and ordering the Border Patrol to stand down, which they've done, will do. But you're going to have a domestic Stasi spying on you, but the border's wide open, with government-trained Los Zetas working for the CIA going after anybody that isn't controlled by the globalists and killing them. Folks, Negroponte's death squads are now in America, and they hired a bunch of them and took them to Iraq. And 25% of the force in Iraq is Mexican, weren't even Americans, weren't even citizens. They get their citizenship by doing it. I mean, we literally have foreign Hessian armies. This is so crazy. I mean, it's so, I'm shocked by this. The government funded and trained and protects thousands of these commando killers. And they've got former Latin American death squad leaders and others working with them, training at bases in South Texas, training at bases in Georgia, training and killing people all over, other drug dealers that aren't controlled by the CIA. It's just like Colombia, where a third of it's controlled by the FARC, the communists. I'm not a supporter of them. This is just the facts. That's the only land that gets sprayed for coca and marijuana. They sent Grasso 5 years ago down there, New York Stock Exchange head, and he told the head of the FARC, invest with us or we're going to invade. And they did. It's the same thing here. I mean, the government controls hit teams to go after their competition in drugs, but cops out there are going to pull over teenagers today and take them to jail and give them a record for some marijuana when your government controls murderers, hit teams killing cops? What is wrong with you people? Wake up, police!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water, or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got about 26 minutes left in this Thursday edition. Big broadcast coming up tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. And on Monday, I'm going to re-air on the 4th of July, FBI whistleblower information. Also, the MI5 agent David Shaler blowing the whistle about government involvement in 9/11, and also interview I did with Professor David Ray Griffin a couple weeks ago. So that's coming up on Monday. You don't want to miss it. On the 4th of July, while you're out there with your hamburgers and hot dogs, you can crank up the radio and maybe wake folks up in the park. But we see the Supreme Court saying there's no basic private property. If somebody else wants it, who's got more money. We see attacks on the Second Amendment. We see attacks on our borders and our sovereignty. We see attacks, peace protesters will be in a crowd of 500 to 1,000, different cases of Bush supporters on a street corner. They're not permitted, neither are the, you know, five people against Bush. And they come and arrest them and give them 6 months apiece in federal prison. And the judge says, yeah, there's no First Amendment. We see the ADL, if you criticize open borders openly, they want a law in California to arrest you and register you basically in the same database as sex offenders. We know the Christians out praying on the street corner last year in Philadelphia during the Outfest, the gay pride parade. The police didn't like it. They arrested them. But luckily, the Christians had video. They were just praying. And they faced 47 years in prison for praying. It was called inciting terrorism. that was thrown out of court. The point is, the government wants to do this. And all over the country, they're shutting down access television or getting control of content. And Pat Garlinghouse ran Access TV when I first got on Access TV 10 years ago. And Pat, you know, never censored, did a great job. And she moved on to Houston and has really built up their Access television. And there was really nothing controversial on there before she went there. She got all my videos and, you know, dropped by, even when she was here in Austin, got like 10 or 15 of them, aired them down there. They get some of my TV shows and air them down there. They're very popular. They put on other shows like Democracy Now! And stuff. But, you know, if you want a show, you can go get one, and potentially hundreds of thousands of people in primetime can watch it. Houston's got 5 million people in it. The cable system reaches a couple million. And they've been trying to shut it down there, trying to shut it down around the country. And all over the nation, I mean, I probably had 20 news articles where they cite my videos around the country, and city councils do shut them down. And my films are just powerful, and it scares people. And they'll always use the excuse of something sexual to shut them down. But I've talked to the city council members before here in Austin. It is the political stuff they don't like. And if you tune into 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock TV, there's F word, S word on broadcast TV, men in bed together, men and women in bed together, breasts, butts, everything. You know, all this stuff is going on, okay? But then some goofballs who I don't agree with, you know, dress up like women on TV and say some cuss words at 2 a.m., and it's big news in Houston, and boy, we need to have the city council regulate speech and control it. Meanwhile, at 2 o'clock in the morning on TV, folks, I mean, there's stuff 100 times worse. But regardless, you let them regulate because of that, they'll regulate everything. Pat Garlinghouse, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be with you, Alex.
You bet. First off, give us the website of Houston Media Source. Tell us about the channel, how folks can get TV shows down there.
Okay, www.houston-mediasource.org. And we, like other public access around the country, promote everyone's right to have a free speech option to the mass media. All they have to do is call, come to our orientation. We accept tapes on a limited basis from outside of the area, but give me a call. I can give you my regular number, 713-524-7700, extension 13, and be happy to talk about options for getting your show on.
And we'll do that. We'll give that number and that website out again several times before you leave us in about 10 minutes, Pat. I know you're very busy. I appreciate you coming on. Tell us in a nutshell what happened. And now what this particular city council person is proposing and how they're trying to blow it out of proportion and how we can call the city council and try to pressure them politely not to restrict free speech.
Okay. I don't know specifically. I still only know third hand. But one of the council members had a complaint and wanted about our program content.
You don't know the specifics of her complaint. You do know what's on the news.
I know it's on the news, and I know what people have been asking me, that they said that she complained about a music video that had the F word several times, and there was some partial nudity on some other show, and that's the only information I've gotten, not the names of the shows or anything more specific.
Well, the callers on and off air said it was some music video with men dressed up like women.
I don't know about the men. I didn't know that, but I did know that it was a music video that used the F word. So that might be more information that even we have.
Well, I mean, they do that at 9 o'clock at night on national TV.
Right, right. And the thing that, if it's one of the music video producers that I know of their programming, it's very, very mild, and there is stuff like that on regular TV in the day. But I can't really comment on the specific thing because I still don't know what it was.
We just know that she's complained, and now she's gone to the council.
Wants to hold up the funding or, you know, preclude the funding for public access.
Now, understand how this works, folks. You don't pay taxes for Access TV. The cable company's got monopolies of right-of-way, hugely profitable, and all Congress said back in the 70s was, okay, provide a channel for citizens to come down and have a soapbox, predominantly for politics, but whatever else you want to do, because that's free speech and expression. And now she's running around on TV, and it's also been in the newspaper, saying that that she wants somebody to regulate speech or something?
Yeah, well, it sort of precipitated a conversation and discussion about how can we address the programming content on Houston Media Source.
And you dealt with that here when you were the director in Austin, too.
Sure, but I think in Austin most people understood that they couldn't regulate in any way content. I think in Houston it may still be a little unclear.
Well, Houston is a black hole of information. It's nothing but neocon lies on radio and TV. It's probably the worst city in the country for propaganda because there are good conservative people there, and they got to keep them in the dark. And I know we've been having a massive effect the last 3 years you've been there, Pat, or maybe longer, airing my films there on a weekly basis, don't you?
Oh, very popular film. Very. I mean, people call in and say, where's Alex Jones' show for this week?
Yeah, I got to send you a couple of the new films, Pat, like Martial Law and American Dictators.
Okay.
One of them's 3 hours long. You play it in three parts.
Okay.
Give us your website, your phone number again. It's got the city council numbers on it. Folks, seriously, if you live in Texas or Houston or anywhere, you need to call them and say, knock it off. Give us a break. Cuss words at 2 a.m. Look, I don't support that. You have to support it because it's the First Amendment. I have the right to say that's dumb. But at the same time, folks, that is nothing. Pat, give us the phone number and website.
Okay. My phone number is 713-524-7700, extension 13. I'm willing to talk to anyone anytime.
Give it out again slowly.
713-524-7700, extension 13. And our website is www.houston-mediasource.org.
You know what I wish we had, Pat, because I don't have the money of the staff? I wish an Austin listener would call you, volunteer to take my TV show and to mail it to you each week or maybe once a month so you could have one of my regular TV shows down there.
Actually, somebody was talking about doing that. Someone did tagged us, and we said that was fine, and we thought somebody was doing that. I think when we lived over on Milam.
Yeah, you guys have moved offices to a bigger facility.
Oh, it's great. You should see it.
Well, you know, they're shutting it down all over the country, and while it's there in Houston under your tutelage, everybody should use it. If you live in Houston, you should be using it. I know we have a lot of listeners in Houston on the Internet at shortwave. We have a lot of listeners on AM and FM around the state. People need to use this, folks. Look, we've had senators fly to Austin to speak to 500 of us. They know the power of talking to crowds. Imagine having a show on at, 8, 9 o'clock at night. Pat, any estimation on what type of viewership you've got potentially?
Well, we have over 1 million subscribers if you count all the apartments and the individual ones that aren't counted as single ones.
Well, there's 5 million people in Houston.
Right. Well, inside the city limits, we have 3 million. And then the surrounding areas, if they get any of the coverage that is within the city. So I'd say at least 3 million.
Absolutely. So folks need to really, I mean, come on. Everybody's always saying they want a way to fight the globalists, fight the corruption, fight all this stuff that's happening. Use Access Television in your area. Pat, for those, I always get these questions. For those in a nutshell, how does Access TV usually work? How does somebody say Billy Bob, Maine or Houston, Texas, how do you come down and get an Access TV show?
You find our phone number and call it and come on down. We have orientation. You get all your questions answered.
And usually a couple classes that might take five or six nights.
If they don't have access to their own equipment, we have very short, very inexpensive classes, less than $50 usually, 3 nights max. You can get on the air within that week.
Well, I got to tell you, Pat, 11 years ago I went down to Access, did shows for a year as a guest before I got my own show. Took three little $25 classes. That's how much it was then. It's like $50 now.
Uh-huh.
Took three classes, learned how to use a camera, learned how to edit, and now I have documentaries that are winning awards around the world.
I know that. You're amazing.
I think my horn. You guys are amazing. I mean, you talk about real training. You talk about really getting a leg up in the media. I know people that slave as interns for 5 years and then spend 10 years, at $8 an hour working at radio stations and never get their break. I got my break. I got a radio show. I got a syndicated show. Now I'm in Hollywood movies talking about the New World Order, Pat. I owe it all to Access Television.
That's exactly right. And isn't it wonderful to be able to talk about how wonderful Access Television is around the country? Everyone should be using it.
Well, the famous director here in Austin, Rodriguez.
He
got his start at Access TV, used the equipment for El Mariachi.
He sure did. I was there then, actually.
Tommy Pallotta, who's a big, produces a lot of big films.
Rick Linklater.
Rick Linklater. Tommy Pallotta started out down there with Human Events, that documentary show.
Right. The first step is just to learn all about what media literacy is, you know, how media, you know, shadows what the truth is, or they have their own opinions because they're commercial, and this is a non-commercial format that everyone can use where their rights are protected.
Pat, I wanted to ask you a question on air about the Austin Access. They just will not enforce commercialism now, which I commend you for doing. It is a problem when people are putting infomercials on. I know you don't allow that in Houston.
Well, there's a fine line between commercialism and infomercial, and I try to stay away from all of it and keep it very clean so that we don't have to worry about any of those commercial areas.
Well, I agree, and then that violates the charter.
Right, it was the franchise. And Time Warner doesn't like that, and I don't blame them. I think that's justified because they do subsidize the channels.
Yeah. Well, Pat, why don't you come back and run the Access here in Austin?
I would love to. I don't know what's going to happen here. Alex, save me a spot.
Well, I tell you, Pat, we need to get... I mean, look, millions of potential viewers, folks, and you start doing a show, you'll have thousands the first night, the next
instant.
Week tens of thousands.
Instant. It's wonderful.
You will build an audience very quickly. And look, I mean, my little Access TV show. One year it's the UT football game wins favorite show of the year in the Reader's Poll. Next year it's Austin City Limits, you know, national show. And then my TV show's won several times. Not best Access show, best TV show, folks. And, you know, they even had some one-time Nielsen ratings were done on cable. We showed up pretty high on there. That makes them, that makes the establishment very angry, Pat.
I totally understand.
Well, it's something people should take advantage of. And what if somebody lives outside Houston? Isn't it just a little bit bigger yearly fee to have your, you know, to live outside Houston but have your own show?
Yes, slightly bigger, and they're less priority in terms of scheduling their show because it is primarily.
That's that comes from the federal law. That's not you. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and the franchise. I mean, it is a channel that is subsidized for local citizens, and that's good. And we look for people outside the area if they want to come here who have something to offer the local area. It's not like they can just have something that's totally unrelated to Houston. And, you know, for the distance and the admin fees that would be slightly different for out of town, we do charge a slightly higher fee. But we believe if they don't have access available in their area, that the nearest one should be available to them as well.
Now, understand, folks, that's just your license, which it's like $100 a year in Austin. What is it you're there?
Which license, Alex?
The producer license.
Oh, in here it's $150.
Okay, and again, that's needed to pay the staff, folks. You got that fee, and then a couple classes that are what, $50 a piece?
Yeah, that's it.
So for about $250 a year of programming, folks, it is so serious. You need to, and look, Pat, I would imagine the reason you air my documentaries is because the police state and the corruption that affects everybody on a local level. Is that why you air my films?
Well, certainly, you know, my personal opinion might be different, but the people demand it. They like your show. They believe what you say, and they want to see it.
And so programs that were similar that are covering, you know, things that affect all Houstonites, that could be allowable on the channel then?
Everything, that's as long as it's within the law of the country.
Now,
you know,
yes,
like it doesn't violate libel, slander, and that it's non-commercial. And
exactly. To be clear, if you live in Houston, you can go on the air and do whatever you want. It's just that if you're outside the city then, you know, and it's a show about, say, Connecticut, you know, water quality, well, there's no reason to have a Connecticut water quality show on Houston Media Source.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's the difference. And listen, this stuff's powerful, folks. Now, state congressmen, you know, federal congressmen, are producing weekly TV shows just for Austin Access. In a fancy studio with this Williamson County creature up there telling us how wonderful the New World Order is every week. I mean, folks, if a congressman is producing a show just for Austin Access, it's because he knows, folks, tens of thousands of people when that comes on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock are watching it. So, again, it's not a waste of time. Do it, do it, do it. Pat, give us your website and phone number one more time.
Okay, website, www.houston-mediasource.org. My phone number, 713-524-7700, extension 13.
Folks, it is an underused, wonderful First Amendment system. And the airwaves and the transmission lines supposedly belong to the people, and while these avenues are still open, because they are moving to try to take it over, use it or lose it. Especially the more people get involved, the stronger and more vibrant these institutions are. Would you agree with that statement, Pat?
Absolutely. And especially in light, I'm sure you're on top of the emerging technology with the telephone companies having the debate. As well, Texas, I guess, was one of the test states to eliminate local franchising and local access to wireless with SBC and Time Warner and those things. Are you up on that one?
Yeah, they're trying to shut it down in the next 3 years.
Well, and now there's a movement, I think, I don't know exactly which one it is, nationally, you know, so that would threaten things like public access as well. So that was the big thing that was defeated just recently in Austin, but that's on the horizon, so folks need to be aware of that.
All right, Pat Garlinghouse from Houston Media Source, thank you for coming on with us.
Loved it. Thanks, Alex.
God bless. Folks, go to that website, get the city council numbers, and call those creatures immediately. Some final news on the other side.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
All right, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Police briefly evacuate the U.S. Capitol today again. And they did it because some plane got barely out of its airspace. Total fear-mongering, training everybody that the nice men with machine guns and black uniforms control the Congress. That's all this is drills for martial law to create fear. Good news, Virginia Beach removed red light cameras Friday. Red light cameras, plug to be pulled, only after a few months of operation in Virginia Beach. They've been found to be illegal, folks. You have private companies giving you tickets. Plus, they cause more accidents. They shorten the yellow lights to do it. Officials in Virginia Beach, Virginia, are preparing to shut down their red light cameras program this Friday, even though it has been operational for less than a year. Virginia law will not allow the devices after July 1st. Yes. The Virginia legislature adjourned in April after refusing to renew the law authorizing camera enforcement within the state. See, folks, it's the state legislatures where we have the power to say no to the Patriot Act, no to land grabs. The government, the feds can say the states don't have the power, but they do. We go get the states to not take federal money. We go get the states, we take these over before they put the electronic voting machines in and take our right to vote away. So good news there. And this was a college student, an honor college student, excuse me, a freshman, not a high school senior. That was a correction. Student gets F grade for mentioning God. He told me, you might think as well and write about the Easter Bunny. A college in Southern California is investigating the case of a student who says she was given an F for mentioning God against the express wishes of her atheist instructor. So see, mind control, folks, punishing people for thought crime. Bethany Hoff, a freshman at Victor Valley Community College near San Bernardino, wrote the G word in her paper, In God We Trust, explaining the role of religion in government. And he said, I don't want to hear about the First Amendment. I lose my First Amendment rights when I go to college. And that she was told not to mention God. So see, that's just incredible, folks. Absolutely. These people are out of control. Good news, Iowa has banned thimerosal mercury in vaccines. Cheney, EKG, Media Pulse Quickening, New York Daily News. Did Vice President Cheney receive impromptu medical care Friday in the cardiac unit of Colorado Hospital? I'm intrigued by the possibility, even though the Veeps press secretary, Leah Ann McBride, yesterday told me the report from liberal blogger Arianna Huffington was unequivocally false. After Huffington said Friday night on her website that Cheney received an EKG at the Vail Valley Medical Center, Cheney's office, the hospital fielded a barrage of press calls. Their responses were confusing, to say the least. Initially, the hospital officials denied that Cheney, who had been attending the American Enterprise Institute Forum, World Forum, had been visited at the hospital. Then the Veeps office acknowledged the Associated Press that Cheney indeed visited, but only to see prominent osteopath Richard Steedman about a knee problem. The local paper, the Vail Daily, characterized Cheney's visit as social. But Huffington, who was in town to speak to the Vail Valley Institute on the Veeps Gulf Stream in the airport, reported the vice president did see Dr. Steedman, but he then proceeded to the cardiac unit of the center to see Dr. Jack Eek. While there, Cheney had a EKG, prophylactic EKG. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen, and I really wish we had more time, but that is it for this transmission. Have faith and freedom. Get involved. Become a leader. Stand up against the New World Order. Ask God for guidance. And, you know, I'll probably forget to send my new video to the Houston media source. Why don't you get it and send it to them, folks, or you already have a copy? Or go do a show yourself on one of these stations. Go to InfoWars.com to get any of my 12 films or the other great videos and books we carry. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch them all online right now for 15 cents a day. Most of it's for free anyways. Just go check it out. Educate yourself. Be truly informed. And get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.